Let every soul leave with a blessing. And you know, helping the Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. To our preachers and deacons and all of God's children, we greet you again in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank God for everything, but most of all, we thank Him for Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Thank God that I know the Lord. Thank God I know the Lord. Bless His holy name. Brother Underwood, may God bless you, brother. Yeah, glad to have you with us. Hallelujah. All our visitors again. Hallelujah. You still on our series? Yes, sir. Yeah, I don't know how long I'll be on it. Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you, man. Thank you, dear. On our series. The God that needs nothing. Number 56. God that needs nothing. Anybody can, if they can preach, they can preach on that. I don't care how long you preach on something, you can't weigh it down. Always some more stuff in it. God have to give it to you. And He don't need nobody. Nobody, anybody think they can fight the Lord? I don't want to run, but want to run with you. I don't want to run with you. I don't want to be around you too much. You can't do nothing without Him. Not nothing without Him. Without Him. If you will, turn your Bibles to, I'm going to say, Psalms. To Psalms, I think that's where I want to go. The book of Psalms. Yeah. I tell you first, let me go to Mark 8 first. Then I'll be back to Psalms. Let me go to Mark 8, 36 and 37. Something I want you to see, if you will. I need to get that first, if you will. Mark 8. 36 and 37. Then we'll go to Psalms. Mark 8 and 36 said, "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Let that soak in a minute now. Let it soak in a minute. Go. We read it too fast and you miss it. For what shall it profit a man if we get everything in the world, all this silver, all this gold, and that's the main thing you're going to run at first, and popularity or whatever it may be. Get all of that, what is it going to profit a man? God Almighty. What's so important that you will swap something for your soul? The old folks said, swap something. I know it changed, but the old folks said swap for your soul.
Well, well.
Think about something. Let that soak in a minute. Soak in. Think about something you like to have more than all except Jesus. Think about it. Let it soak in. You can't read it too fast. You got to let it soak in. What I really want, what I'm really after in life. If I just get my hand on this, I'll be all right.
Wow.
If I just make it to the top, I'll be all right. Think about it now. Let's soak in. Got it in. When you get it, what you going to do with it? You left your main thing out. And that's your soul. Main thing. What is profit, man, if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Watch this now. Look at Psalms. Look at Psalms. I think it's, wait a minute, what song I am in? Psalm 24. Look at Psalm 24 for me. I'm supposed to have it in here written, but I don't have it. Daddy, don't, thank you, baby. No, I'm not up there. Psalm 24. We know about heart, but that's all right. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Just that verse right there. The earth. Think about it now. Everything your eyes can see and everything in it belongs to him. We serve a God that owns the whole world. And everything in it. We serve that same God. But the Bible said, what is profit a man if he gain it and lose his own soul? Because everything you see gonna fade away one day. All this stuff that you running after can't take the place of your soul. In other words, God doesn't have nothing that he created more than your soul. All this pretty stuff in the world, he didn't create nothing more valuable than your soul. Ain't that something to think about? Look how the devil got us running.
All right.
Trying to get a hope to this, but what about your soul? If you don't watch yourself, the devil will give you that stuff, but all he don't want you to get your soul straight. He'll help you get what you're looking at to forget about your what? See, the one that are saved, heart of mine, the one that have given their life to Christ, we serve the man who already got it. We don't have to run at nothing but some more Jesus. Well, Brother Pastor, why I don't have to run at it, but Philippians 4:19 tell you what, why. I don't have to run at it. But my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory by Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus. What I'm running at, everything that my God promised me to supply all of my needs according to what I can handle. I can't handle everything I see. And that's what done messed us up, trying to reach at something we can't what? Handle. I want a big house on the hill. You can't handle a big house on the hill. I'll mess around and lose you if I give you that. I love you just that hard to give you what you can handle. Some folk can't have stuff. Can I say stuff? But I'm able.
Yes, sir.
To solve. All of your need according to his riches and his glory. In other words, be satisfied. If you're eating, be satisfied. If you got a bed to sleep in, be satisfied. I'm able. I ain't got to run at everything out there. I know he's going to supply my needs. Sometimes I look at Moses. Think about God. That's what you had to stop running so much and start thinking about God. Get by yourself and wonder why God. Wonder why God, if you just mean business, he'll tell you a lot of stuff. When you mean business. When you're trying to get in the head of God, you're going to fall on your face every time. Now watch God. Y'all just watch God. I want you to watch God. Watch God. Watch God. Watch God. God made everything. He made the gnat. Can't hardly see the little joker, but he'll get on you. But he made the gnat. He made everything your eyes can see and can't see. God made it. He controls everything he made. You may be a bad joker. He controls you too. He in control of everything. Now watch God. Look. You get dealing with God, boy. He'll help you, won't he, boy? He's strange. Now watch this. Going down to Egypt. God Almighty. Going down to Egypt, I'm going to send somebody down there. And get my people out of Egypt. He chose Moses. Ain't that strange?
Yes, sir.
He told Moses, come here, boy, I want to send you down to Egypt to get my people. Me? Yeah, you. I can't even talk well. Who made your mouth? He got to do some talking, but God chose him. He done what he wanted to do. In other words, God know what he doing, but Moses didn't understand that. I get who I want. It's not you. I'm going to work through you. We got to understand it, never us. If we get our ugly self out of the way, God can use some of us. You want to show you. God got to fix it. I want you to show me. But now I can see Jesus in you now instead of seeing you. Now, Skip, watch it. I'm getting a man can't even talk.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He got a brother can talk all kind of talk.
Yeah, all right.
Why couldn't he get his brother?
That's right.
Abraham, why couldn't he get him? I got you.
That's right.
Get him to go. I'm getting you. God made you just like he wants to make you. And I done find out, because you can't do what the other folk do. If you got to do it, let God lead you. He'll do it because he chose you to do it. He wants you to get out the way. Then you can see him then. Instead of seeing yourself.
All right.
Amen.
God Almighty. He's a strange God. He's able to supply all our needs according to his riches and his glory. But you still got to watch the devil. He got power. But God got all of it. You can't go get no more nowhere. You can't scrape no more nowhere. I got all of it in my hand. And I don't find out the devil, he loves for us to have things in the place of salvation.
That's right.
The devil is the world's greatest deceiver, I said on last Sunday. He loves to offer us things, present us things of this world in the place of man's salvation. I mean it. What is profit, I read, a man to get all this stuff and then lose his own soul? Think about it. We go too fast. I've not said this since I've been in this man. But think about that. I got everything I want while I'm on this earth. And I told y'all it's going to leave you, or you're going to leave it. But folks will kill you about their stuff. Can I say stuff? They'll go crazy over stuff.
Right.
And when you got a lot of stuff, folks salute you anyway.
Because
right. You got a lot of
stuff.
That missed somebody because you got a lot of
stuff.
That's missed somebody because you got a lot of
stuff.
But out of all that salute, God Almighty. And now it's time to die.
Reverend,
all that stuff you got, somebody else gonna use it. Somebody else gonna use it. Sometimes be somebody you don't like, but somebody else gonna use it. So what if it have profit you to get all of that stuff and then lose your own soul? Think. Folks will do a lot of things to be popular in the world. Be seen. Be a big shot, little shot, whatever kind of shot you want to call it. Just to be recognized. But what about your soul? Hell don't care about nobody. Big shot, little shot, all kind of shots down there. But somebody else got your stuff, but where your soul is going? God Almighty, what did profit man? If you don't watch the devil, watch it now. If you don't watch the devil, don't let him compromise with you. Don't you compromise with him. Don't bargain with the devil for the things of this world. Please don't. He loves to offer you stuff. That's how he offered Adam. He tried to get Jesus.
Yes, sir.
He always like to give you stuff. In a sense, for you to forget about your soul. God Almighty. And we take the devil too lightly. If one thing is real, the devil is real. And he is a lie. Folks got to understand that. And that's what I'm dealing with. I'm still dealing with the devil. In the church. I've told you 100 times since I've been on the man. The devil is religious.
All right.
We don't really find out that the devil have children, God have children. Both of them have children. Both of them fighting for the same thing. Souls. Souls. But watch this now. I told that, but I'm trying to get to where I started in there. But God ain't wrestling with it. Shut up, Bible. Now, I'm getting that straightened out now. Who gonna win? All that kind of. You forget about all that, you see. But God just make a fool out of him. That's all just playing. God playing with him. Told you just like a rat play with a cat. A cat play with a rat. Gonna eat him up. After a while, he gonna eat him up. See, God already done told you everything gonna happen from Genesis to Revelation is already fixed. It's already in here what gonna happen to everything on this earth from Genesis to Revelation. How it got started, what we're gonna be doing, and how it gonna end up. It's right here in this Bible. God ain't nowhere sitting down sweating. I wish I all, oh, go look, oh, we'll do this, we'll make some more arrangement. He ain't got to make nothing.
That's right.
But God done told us what gonna end up. He gonna got, he told us right here, it gonna end up just like he said it. And you can see it coming right now. That's being children of God. We ain't gotta be worried about nothing but trying to find some more Jesus. Because everything you see is going back to the earth. God done brought up this mess. That Mercedes being, yes. Them $1 million I got, yes. It's gonna be brought up. The soul is just that important.
Thank you.
I reckon I get too emotional. But it's just in me, y'all. I got just in me. I found out you got to love folks' souls.
You're right.
Oh, boy. And Jesus went far enough. We take this Bible so lightly.
Yep.
We take it so lightly.
You're right, brother.
Jesus said, what is profit, Jesse? To get all this stuff. Uh-huh. Folk bow down to you when they see you.
Right.
Ain't nothing but a big shot. Got a lot of them. Get on TV and do this. Boy, yeah, be long. But is his soul all right?
Amen.
When God gives you something, you have to boast and brag about it. We just boast in the law. Not what we doing. We ain't doing nothing but God doing all the work. He's just using us as an instrument. One of the two going to use you. God of the devil. If you're not working for the law, who you working for? Ain't nobody in the mirror. Ain't nobody in the mirror.
Yeah.
If you're not working for God, you working for the devil.
Yeah.
Oh. Folks need to know this stuff about the devil. We ain't saying nothing about the devil. God got me. I ain't never been like this. I'm talking about the devil. This guy is a mess.
Yeah.
We ain't saying nothing about this joker. He is a mess. He got the world in the mess that he in right now. If you can't speak to nobody, he got you in that mess.
Right.
If you don't want to shake nobody's hand, he got you in that mess, but you don't know it. You think it's you, but it's the devil.
Tell on him, brother.
I'm just like that. The devil got you just like that. God wants you to get just like him. That devil's a mess. But he can't do nothing with Jesus. And we stopped off on last Sunday. You're not getting started? Yeah, you're not getting started. We stopped off on last Sunday telling you that the devil knows that Jesus is man's only hope of salvation. He know that. He ain't about to be crazy. Heart of mine. This
earthly life, when it's over, God Almighty, where your soul gonna go? It can't go but two places. I know this kind of gospel is kind of rough on some folk, but you better listen at it. We don't preach it. That really was in the shape it is. You got to stay somewhere forever. Take it lightly all you want. You got to go somewhere and stay forever. Is hell or heaven? Is hell, if anybody tell you anything different, that's the devil talking to you right there. Anytime we go against the Bible, it's the devil talking to you. Even in your mind, my mind, if I'm going against this, the devil talking to me. If somebody say something against this, that's the devil you're looking at right there. This one thing he don't want you to obey is the Bible. He know the Bible is true. He can't do nothing with the Bible because he know it is truth. And he wants to be ignorant of the things of this world, of Jesus Christ especially. And my brothers and sisters, it come down to this one thing. Out of all what the devil done, has done, the devil want a man to be ignorant of what going to happen to him after this life is over. Out of all what happening in this world, how he deceiving folk, the main thing he don't want you to know, what going to happen to you when you leave this world. Long he can keep you blind of that, he got you. Listen to that folks talk. They think everybody go to heaven when they die. Or they gonna be brought up no more. Or it's just over. It's just started. When a person die, he just finna live somewhere forever. That's all the devil want. If he got you like that, he'll give you a car. He'll give you some money. He'll give you some clothes. That's just keep your mind off of salvation. That's all he want. That's all he want. If he got your mind on this world, and that's all he got your mind on, you want to stay here, the devil be right there with you. He give you all the stuff you want just about. Because he already got your soul if you don't see Jesus before you die. Remember that. If you don't remember nothing else, God Almighty. So he here to destroy, not to help nobody. He don't even love his own self. He deceived his own self with his crazy self. He deceived his own self. He wants you to be ignorant. That's his holy name. Now watch this now. It ain't popular what I'm preaching. I know I'm not crazy. It's not never popular. But you got to love folks' souls. Folks need to know this stuff. I ain't never tried to be popular. Y'all know that by now. Heard of my folks' soul messed up. And they don't realize it. They don't realize that the soul messed up. And my brothers and sisters, false prophets, false Christians are some of Satan's greatest weapons to deceive some good people in the world. Watch this. I told you last time, go back where I started last time. Now watch this. Jesus said, let the wheat and the tare grow together until harvest time. This means when Jesus comes back. It's plain as day. We don't miss it.
Well,
in this world, it's planted wheat and tare in the same field. But the only thing the thief come and plant his mess next to the wheat.
Amen. Amen.
I told you on last Sunday, he in somebody else's field. This God field. He done slipped over in somebody else's field because he saw that good looking wheat over there looking good and looking fine. He got them weeds and started bringing them up next to the wheat. And you don't recognize until they get a little grown, get on up. You can't recognize until they get on up there.
Yes, all right,
all right. Oh, boy.
All right,
if this all the devil wants,
well,
you can miss heaven. It's all coming out of one thing, missing heaven. God Almighty, and my brother and sister, sometimes we wonder, because this goes on all the time. Listen at it good now. Say, well, Walker, don't be in no hurry. Okay, all right. This is important. This is good stuff. I don't care what you said now, Steve. We're trying to find out what's wrong with the world. Watch this. We're trying to find out, wonder what happened to the world. You've got to get the church straightened out first. The church is the only thing to help the world. But when the church ain't going right itself, how the world going to get right? Oh. Now watch this now. Watch this. Sometimes we wonder why and be so surprised. Why so much of confusion and fighting goes on in local churches of Christ? Because Satan and his children are always present.
Yes, sir.
And God does not want his church to be ignorant of this. God Almighty. That really told us they grow together.
Yes, sir.
We are to watch and pray and study God's word. The Bible told us watch and pray. Watch for what, Lord? Watch for what? The devil. I recognize him when I see him. No, you may not can recognize him.
That's right.
He's a wolf. God told us all of that, and we just take it lightly.
All right.
He's a wolf with sheep closing on. He came mad. Mad. He can't say that. Because he's a what? Wolf.
Yeah.
He growled and he barked. Wow. A sheep don't do that. A sheep doesn't do that. I know it sounds a little funny, but watch this. This round is how we recognize them.
All right, brother.
So much of fighting goes on in local churches, we wonder what goes somebody in there not right. Because the devil in there, he'll use anybody he can use.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. And my brother and sister, we are, I said, to watch. The Bible tells us then, right one. Watch for what, Lord? The devil. Now watch this. It won't be a bit of problem if we know the devil one way he come. He coming out a wolf. Oh, everybody looking at us. See, that's a wolf. See. Wolf, that was a wolf. But he changed his appearance. A wolf will eat you up, boy. Big old long teeth and things. Eat you up. He know how to come play with you. Know he gonna eat you up after a while. But Jesus told us he don't come like that.
Right.
All the time.
Right.
Hold that thing for me. He don't come like that. He have sheep clothing on. He have sheep. Yes, he have sheep clothing on.
Yes, sir. Come on with it, Ralph.
Yes, sir.
Preacher.
Ready to eat you up.
Yeah.
I know it sounds funny, but listen to that man.
You're right, Pastor. You're right, Pastor. Yes, sir.
He don't come there to pat you on the back. He'll pat you on the back just getting next to you. He's still a wolf. That's been so much of fighting, mad with folks in church. We going to worship God with our mouth poked out. How do you get your worship God with your mouth poked out?
That's right.
That's the very reason. If you got a pastor that you don't care nothing about, your lead.
Yes,
you just there.
That's
be the wolf, what you hanging about a wolf for? But the devil have deceived so many folks. I'm going to church. For what? I know I'm right. Devil ain't no fool. So much of mess goes on in the church. Folks ain't paying in no attention. Because wheat and tare grow together. They're going to be like this till Jesus come back at his church. Matthew 4:28. But let me, before I get there, brother, I'm going to say something about this, Paul, before you get there. I missed that. I need to say something about this. Now, it told us watch, pray, study. Watch some local churches now. Don't cut out prayer meeting.
Amen.
Don't cut out prayer meeting. We need to have more prayer in church. Some churches don't cut out prayer meeting. The Bible says a man ought always pray. Pray without ceasing. Pray all the time. And some churches don't cut it out.
You're right.
We have it 2 times a week. We need to have it 3 times a week, 4 times a week. You can't pray too much. Always pray. Always study your word, the word of God. We don't pray. God Almighty. We don't watch. Bible tells us through the Bible, watch. You think this ain't here for nothing? He mean to watch. Spiritual thing. Look what happened. Look. Keep your mind open. Because the devil there to destroy us. Don't help him. At least don't help him. That's his holy name. Because he ain't got nothing to reward you but nothing. He don't own nothing. The devil doesn't own nothing. Bless his holy name. So he deceived folks. He loved to deceive. Paul, look at Matthew 28. Watch and pray. Study. 19 and 20 verses.
Go.
Watch this now.
Ye therefore, and teach all nations.
Yeah.
Baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Watch this. He told us to do what? And teach what? All nations. And told us what to do, right?
Yeah.
All right. You know, Paul?
Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
Look at our great commission now. When he said, go, he told you everybody been born again.
Yeah.
Everybody been washed in the blood. I'm talking to you. Go. God Almighty. Watch it now. Teaching them to look into everything. Don't take it lightly. The devil out there too. He told us to watch. Observe. Pay attention to what's happening. Read my Bible. If you don't read your Bible, you ain't gonna know nothing about the devil or nothing.
Amen.
You need to know about him too. God, then he said, Lord, I'm with you. Always. When folk want to put their foot on your neck, Lord, I'm still with you. When they put you in the lounge, then, Lord, I'm still with you. And then he ended up saying, Amen. When folk got their foot on your neck, you know you ain't done nothing to them. Say amen.
Go ahead, preacher.
He got your back. God Almighty. That's what got to happen. See, we trying to fight the devil with physical strength. It ain't going to work. You got to put the spirit on the devil. The devil is a spirit. You got to put the Lord on the devil. Jesus, love your enemy.
Yeah.
Love him. He said love him. Mama. Treat him right. Yeah. I'll fight your battle for you. Right. Treat him right. I'll fight your battle. Just be still. I'll fight your battle. Oh, boy. I'm not boasting about nothing. Some things are happening in the church. I can tell you, boy, and make you knock you off your feet.
Yes, sir.
He'll fight your battle for you.
Yeah.
Can't stop God. I don't care. You do right and see what God will do. You just do right. God knows he'll fight your battle. Hold on, my son. Observe all things. Look into it. Don't take it lightly. Observe all things. Satan children tell people there is another way to heaven without going through Jesus Christ, who is the door. All right now. Any other way, you come as a robber and a thief. They are in the local physical church and not the spiritual church of Christ. You call this the local church. The physical part.
Yes, sir.
It's not a church. It's a temple.
All right.
A worshiping house.
Yes.
God Almighty.
Yes.
But the real spiritual church is those in Christ Jesus.
Yes, sir.
And what happened? The devil sent his folks also.
Yes, sir.
Tear right there with us. And every local church belongs to Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Oh, have mercy. He and all of them. That means I told you back in, but I don't care where you go. The devil now, he know you.
All right.
He know you're a good Christian.
All right.
And he right there with you. When you go on the ZZ church, he's still over there. I'm going to the holy church. He there. If they talking about Jesus, he there.
That's right. That's right. Lord bless you, brother.
Got to understand it. Devil ain't about to be no fool. All he want to keep you ignorant of him. God, man, that's all he want. To teach you to be ignorant of him. But God told us don't be ignorant of this guy. He from Genesis to Revelation. All through this Bible. Bless his holy name. And my brother and sister, he the door. And it was one way to go in. And that's through Jesus Christ. Notice, my brother and sister, by calling him Lord, Lord, does not prove or justify that we are real Christians. This Bible. See, it's Bible. By saying, glory to God, there ain't no sign you no real Christian. Hallelujah. I've been born again. There ain't no sign that you've been born again. No, ain't no sign.
No, sir.
Glory, hey, that ain't no sign.
No sign
you've been born again. Everything we do like that, the devil can do the same thing. And he does that. How are you going to fool you? God Almighty. Paul, get your Bible right quick. Look at Matthew 7, 21 through the 29th verse. You've got to watch the Bible. You've got to see what the Bible says about it. And got to see what Jesus said. Not how I feel and what I think. I was brought up like that. Oh, that didn't work. The devil love that kind of stuff. You got to go by what Jesus done said. Read, Paul.
Not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Mm.
But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven.
All right. Y'all see what it said, don't you? You see it, don't you? You see it, don't you?
Yes,
sir. Well, there's only about two or three saying it. You know what it is? It's right there. Ain't no sign because you say loud, loud. Every time you see it, glory. There ain't no sign. No. leg, got some ass on.
There ain't no sign you've been bold. No, I'm not being funny. There ain't no sign. You can wallow on the floor. There ain't no sign. You can roll and go on it. There ain't no sign. Jesus said it. The devil know how to play a role at being a real Christian.
That's right.
Oh, the He said it right there. Everybody said, Lord, Lord, shall not where? Yeah. God, but those who what? Obeying him. Obey my word. That's the sign. Read on, Paul.
Many will say to me in that day, Lord,
Lord,
Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name?
Listen to that now.
And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works.
Hold right there. Another question mark. Watch it, boy. Watch it now. Many. Yeah. Now, when God said many, when we said many, we said about 500. Uh-huh. But when God said many, it's millions. I can say billions. Many will say to me, to who? God. In that day. What day? When I got to stand before him.
All right.
Lord, I've done all this in your name. I prophesied in your name. Oh. I even cast out devils in your name. See, the devil, number one, the name Jesus, he can't do nothing with it anyway.
All right.
Whoever mouth you come out of, it's just the name.
Yeah.
It's something about the name. Help her. The name will put the devil on a run. Hold on. It's just something about the name.
Well,
that's really you want to get rid of what? The name. And I told y'all, I'm tell you again. The next thing that America gonna come at is the what? Name. Now watch. Now watch. I may be in heaven now, but watch. They ain't gonna want the name nowhere where folk can see it in public. Watch. This the last thing the devil gotta work on now is the what?
Name.
He can't do nothing with that. Nothing. In the name. Something about what?
The name.
I rebuke you in what?
The name.
Something about the name of Jesus. That he was looking for him all the time when he was born. If I just get rid of him before he get grown, I'm making catch him. He couldn't find him.
Wow.
God ain't trying to hide from him. He could have killed the devil anytime he got ready. But if I, this fella come at my head, I'm going to bruise his heel.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm going to the cross.
Yes, sir.
There ain't no problem about that. But I want to get to that fella head.
This is Cal Law number 1608.
I'll be a heaven made. God had to go through all that, but he fixed it like he wanted to fix it.
All right.
And he got to recognize that name up today. Sometimes when you get by yourself and the devil asks you, you got to rebuke him. In the name of, don't be afraid to say it. Don't be afraid. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, Satan. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Put some emphasis behind it. He got to obey the name.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Can't be cute. In the name. You got in the name.
Yes,
you got to holler at this down sometimes. In the name.
Please.
I rebuke you, Satan. Call his name out.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
You got to call Jesus' name out.
That's right.
Ain't nothing for the devil to say, Lord, Lord.
Yeah.
That's how the devil, that's how that grass and all them little weeds and tails, they'll set in a minute. Because here's a what? Deceiver.
Yeah.
They in every church. Stop being surprised. Yeah. I've been told y'all that. Yes, sir. In every church. I'm going up to the Lulu church. Okay, go on. Watch this now. Watch this. Now, if you know he's a devil, go somewhere else. I ain't going to do what the pastor said. Well, if you know he's a devil, I don't blame him. I go too. But now you may be the devil and don't even know it.
All right.
Because the devil is a deceiver.
All right.
Read on, Paul.
And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you.
God Almighty.
Depart from me, ye that work iniquity.
I never what? You've never been one of my children. That's all God saying. You've never been one of my children. Never. I never knew you. Talking about own you as a child. Oh, man. That's what God don't say one day. You never got converted.
Amen.
Read on, Paul.
Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine,
listen,
and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man,
yeah,
which built his house upon a rock.
Read on, Paul.
And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house.
Yeah.
And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock.
It's upon the rock. That rock is Jesus. See, in life, all God is saying right there, in life, you're going to have some ups and downs. Good and some bad.
Amen.
You gonna have things coming at you all kind of way. Yeah. But at the end,
uh-huh,
God Almighty, at the end you're sitting on a rock.
Well,
oh, but let me get happy again.
That's good.
See, at the end you're sitting on a rock. They can't do nothing with the rock.
Yeah.
God Almighty. They tried to bury the rock.
Jesus.
You know they tried. Trying to get rid of the rock.
Yeah.
The church stands on a rock.
Yeah.
Can't nobody destroy the rock.
Yeah.
The rock died when he got ready.
Yeah.
The rock was put in a little rock.
Yeah.
'Cause he is the rock.
Yeah.
And then the big rock started rocking. With all power in his hand. You can't do nothing with the rock. It's the rock. Long as you got Jesus, you on a rock. The devil can't destroy the rock. You up. He messing up too many good people in the church. Don't let folk jive you. Listen at what they say. Listen at how they live. You'll find out they ain't nothing but tell. Don't let them take you off the rock. They grow together.
Yes, sir.
The devil, I told y'all 2 weeks, the devil got folks in church.
Yes.
Jesus got folks in church.
Yes.
When you hear folk talking down everything, they ain't nothing but a devil.
All right.
Well.
All right. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Preach. Now tell anybody, if your pastor ain't preaching Jesus, he's a devil. You're the redhead devil. Saying everything but Jesus. We take the local church too lightly, but we got to stand before a living God one day. I'm going to tell y'all, don't play church.
way, church. You got to live somewhere forever. This Bible ain't nothing to play with. And I ain't going to play with nobody's soul. I ain't never played with your soul. I'm going to tell you what the Bible said. A preacher ain't got no confidence in this. He don't need to be in the pulpit.
All right.
You got to love Jesus. You got to know what he said and mean what he said and try to do all you can what he said. The devil here to destroy. And Jesus told us what he come for. Kill, steal, and destroy. He planted terror in every local church. Got it plain as day. Everybody said, Lord, Lord, don't know Jesus. Plain as day. We take it too lightly. Ain't nobody gonna go to hell because I told them there wasn't no Jesus.
Right now, Pastor.
No, Lord. No, I love your soul too hard.
Preach it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir.
False preachers everywhere. Right. False deacons everywhere. Right. False trustees everywhere. Yes, yes. Five members everywhere. Yes, it falls all over the church.
Right,
don't let nobody fool you.
Right.
These things not in the Bible for nothing.
Yep.
I put tear there.
Yep.
And overnight, here comes some what? I put wheat there. That's all I did, but I'm getting straight. I put wheat there. And overnight, as men slept, the devil come eat some tear. Overnight, the church like to go to sleep all the time. Overnight, here come this pretty little old wheat. That old piece of tear coming up with it. For no good at all. If I can lead him astray, I'm going to do it all I can. You don't take this lightly.
Thank
you, Pastor. Your life stands on this.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you.
Church ain't nothing to play with. I ain't going to play with your soul. Not Reverend Walker. No, sir. I'm about to stand before a living God one day. I don't want your boats. I'm not boasting. God knows my boasting. I don't want the boats. I've always been voted in. If you want me to vote me out, that's his business. I love your soul.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Plain as day, everybody say hallelujah. But I got some more stuff in here. I ain't got to it yet. You need to know this stuff. You need to know this. In these last days, you need to know what's going on. What's going on in the local church. God got it plain as day. But preachers don't preach it. They don't. The devil have no ring coming. But we ain't saying nothing about that scum. Got folks messed up in churches. Hallelujah. Y'all boat right quick. Let me preach another hour. I love you, Rip, but I ain't going to stay another hour. But that's... Gospel got to be preached.
You're right.
These preachers, I don't want these preachers to play church.
That's
right, sir. No, sir, don't play church.
Amen.
I'm trying to win nobody. God take care of you.
Amen.
He take care of you. You just do what he said, you may get killed. Yeah, there ain't no problem. There'll be a problem.
Just tell folks the truth. That's who love you, when they tell you the truth. What I said, the Bible backed me up.
Amen.
If you don't believe this, you need to get born again then.
All right.
This the truth.
Yes, sir.
This never fail.
Yes, sir.
And the devil know it.
Yes.
That's why you come in so many short stories on Sunday.
Yeah.
We had a good time. And you need to get down to some teaching.
Yes.
What God done said. Church is real. Jesus died for a church, and he got up for a church, and he's coming back after a church. And the devil right there everywhere we go until God get rid of him. And one day he gonna get rid of him. But thank God for the saints.
Amen.
Don't let the devil deceive you. He is a master in deception. You can't beat him. He deceived his own self. Because he got thrown out of heaven. He's the father of deception. He know how to fool you. Can't outsmart him no kind of way. Only way you outsmart him is to believe and do what God said. I don't know why folks can be lost and come to church. I'm talking about never confess nowhere. And then go to a church and don't give your life to Christ. Who you think you hurting? You ain't hurting nobody but yourself. Who you think God in you? The devil but God in you. I don't like the way he sound. That's the devil talking to you. The devil, he ain't going to like the way you sound when you come out of this. But you got to think about your soul. Soul can't never stop existing. It got to live on somewhere forever. That's being God sent his son down here. Because we got to live somewhere forever. And but two places. That's hell or hell. I don't care how you believe. I don't care what the... Oh, the folks there across the street, over yonder, across town. Just it right here. You got to stay somewhere when you die. Don't kill me. I'll just be dead. Yeah, in hell. I know it may sound funny. I mean that. See, think it's all right. Other folks die. You go to hell. You're going to wish you had to give your life to
Jesus.
You'll be there forever. Ain't no second chance. You help false priests or somebody. There's a second chance. Ain't no second chance. No way in here. If you dead, that's it. That's it. If you die without giving your life to Christ, that's it. Ain't no way in that way to give you a second chance. When you leave this earth, it's over. And where you go, you're there to stay forever. Ignore it all you want. My job is just tell you the truth.
All right.
And anybody in here that know the Bible can't deny that. This right here is real. I guarantee you it's real. Boy, that would have brought me this far. This is real here. I'm going to tell y'all this and let it go. It's just something about this. Something about this. I'll never forget years ago, I had to go to somebody's house, an old lady. God Almighty. My pastor, I just started preaching, man. Just started preaching. And my pastor called me. He lived about across town. And he said, Reverend, Sister Dudley called me. Would you go down to her house? 2 o'clock in the morning. Just there started preaching. And half scared and everything. I can walk to her house. And my back and go down to the next street down there. And I went in there. This what got me. I went in there. Just there started preaching.
Yes, sir.
You know? But I finna go without anything. But I got this. I'm looking for this to take care of me.
Yeah, right.
Just something about this Bible. I just get it with me anyway. I just felt, but I ain't get no glue or nothing like that. I got some glue, but I know I won't get. I got this to carry with me.
Yes, sir.
When I got in there, door was open. Miss Dudley. Yeah, Reverend. Reverend Walker. Yeah. Come on in, Ray. I'm here in the middle room. Shotgun house, you know, 3-room house. And we got in the middle room. I know you're going to laugh when I say this, but got in the living room and the bedroom. And she said, I said, what's wrong? The pastor sent me by here and told me, you called him. Yeah, Reverend. Her husband was a preacher. And his name, she called him Doug. His name was Dudley. She called him Doug. She said, yeah, Reverend said, Doug, about the world mean it there. It ain't funny, I can't have a minute, y'all. I can't sleep, duh, about the red one. About the one minute there, but I can't sleep. Shut up, y'all. Lord have mercy, I can't help you. They're helping, y'all. They're bumping it, y'all. Yes, sir. Lord have mercy. She said, he's standing over there by you. I'm crazy enough to be looking around waiting. But I had this with me. Gotta hug it on this. Yes. There's something about this. The devil know he can't do nothing with this. He can't do nothing with it. Yes, this what keep the devil down. The word of God. Yes, the word. Yes, thank you. I don't care how bad he is.
Yeah.
God knows he can't do nothing with it.
Thank yes, you. Sir.
And we're afraid to carry around. Yeah. He can't do nothing with it. Mm. I'll be here all day. Let us stand. Somebody may want to give your life to Christ. Can't do but preach to you. Yeah. You better catch him while you're on this side now. He told you just believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that God raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. It's just that simple. It's not complicated. The devil don't want you to get saved.